Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It.
You briefly turned into a can of Coke there, half opened.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar.
Remember you used to do that and just half open it when you were younger and just go.
What, kiss it?
Or just a little. Yeah, kiss.
I used to scrape the end and suck out the coke out of the bottom or out of the arse. Did you ever do that? I did that. I used to do that.
I used to stick a pencil in it and throw it at a teacher.
No way. Did you ever stick the straw in the Capri Sun upside down?
Sucked up my nose before my nose started gushing anyway.
Let's get on with the bonus episode.
How are you on? Sorry about all that there.
We have business to attend to.
We do.
You make questions. It sound so official.
People have sent their questions. We owe it to them, I think.
All right, go on.
Yeah.
Go
more on. Abuse? Or has it been lifted now?
No, it's still there. How a couple long? Of people emailed saying, I'm not sure if this is still in effect. Just so this is clear, this is an indefinite situation.
When's it end?
Indefinitely.
When you appreciate what you've done.
Appreciate what I've done.
Okay. Erica contacted us to say she couldn't stop laughing at the recent podcast when Joe did his best Fair City acting trying to play off his actual knowledge of what hentai is. Am I saying that right?
Hentai.
Hentai.
When was that?
was that
like a while ago?
Were we talking about
Japanese porn?
Oh,
yeah, me ma,
porn, yeah.
With the t-shirt, yeah.
What was it? How was I don't know how I was.
Erica acting. Just says it didn't sound very convincing.
Look, it's gotten to the stage now where I'm just a blurred line and you don't know where the truth lies. Could be true, could be fake. You just never
know. We're getting a lot of complaint emails about you, actually.
Well, isn't that
the archaeologists have been writing to us. I'm not joking.
You're joking.
The Archaeological Society of Ireland.
Joe, trying to be all nonchalant, gave me a big giggle, says Erica. We all know Joe is a closet cartoon dirtbird. That aside, her question for the lads is, if they had to marry any cartoon character from any time, who would they marry and why?
Marry?
Mm-hmm.
The girl out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah. But she's a dirtbird.
Are you a dirtbird or a ladybird?
Boop, boop, be doo, boo. Oh, no, that's Mary Boop. That's I know who I'd marry.
Laura Croft.
That's a video game character.
So basically Angelina Jolie.
What about the lion, Nala? Nala from The Lion King. She went out into the wilderness by herself.
That's a bit fucked up.
To save her. What? Because it's an animal.
There's a few layers to that now.
Yeah, but like she's
weird that it's animated and it's weird that it's an animal.
She's real cute. Like her eyes are real. Hey, and like lions don't have eyelashes. She has eyelashes and she's a sexy lion. Lioness, I should say.
Lions don't talk.
Well, she does in The Lion King.
That's what I mean. You're holding.
Do I have to go for a humanoid cartoon character?
You don't have to, but in terms of reputational damage limitation, it's probably best if you do.
What about Harley Quinn?
Reconsider. That's a real person, isn't it?
There's animated versions.
Did you ever see Archer? The cartoon TV show? Archer. No, Archer.
Hey, what a wonderful time to play. We can learn to let that one.
They're animals, I think. Aren't they animals?
I think they're rodents, yeah.
I think they're rodents. I went for a beautiful, elegant lioness. You went for a rat.
I'm pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah, but if you ever see an Archer, there's a woman in that. Whoo! She's like an undercover detective, but she's very sexy.
What about an Avatar?
Like a blue one?
Is that animated?
Yeah.
That will
Does that count?
Yeah.
I thought we were going 2D though. Like hentai.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably just go with fucking cat dog or something.
which end are you riding?
The best of both worlds.
Angelica Pickles, ma. Not Angelica Pickles.
Yeah, jeez, that's
really fucking weird.
Do you see the adults in Rugrats?
Yeah. You have Grandpa.
It's the one that you don't see the adults. You just see like
Tom and Jerry.
Is it? Or Fairly Odd Parents, I think.
No, you
only
see
the legs.
As well.
You sure?
The outfit's gas and that. Yeah, he's like the mad one. Oh, what about Family Guy? What's your woman's name, our Family Guy?
Lois.
Yeah, she's all
what
right.
About Marge?
Ah, she'd do your head in.
Oh, Joey.
Oh, you'd be like, get out of the bleeding bed, you, will you? What are you doing? Get a haircut. the fuck's going on there? I'm going to go with Lois from Family Guy.
We'll just go with Laura Croft.
I feel like we've taken a long time to get here.
It's a good question. There's a lot of...
It's an engaging question, yeah.
Okay. Erica wrote to us previously about she asked for advice on finding friends in her 30s.
Remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She gave us an update on that as well and said she's still going out, doing new things, finding new people. And the most recent one was a knitting group. And she ended up in the pub with all the albums afterwards.
Brilliant.
A knitting group.
Fair play to her.
Love it. Love it. Fair play to you getting up and going now.
We gave her the guidance.
Yep.
That's a win.
A knitting group. Send us in a scarf or something. Send us in a hat. Can we give an address? Darren, what's your address?
P.O. Box. Yeah.
Can we get scarves sent in to here? Marconi House. The home of Go Loud. The home of podcasts. Or Ireland podcast. Some shit like that.
Irish podcasts.
Grania wants to know, what is something we take for granted now that everyone will miss in 10 years when it's gone?
That's a good question.
It's like saying, oh, do you remember Extravision?
Someone's opening back up Extravision.
No way.
Someone bought the rights to Extravision.
Why? That's a terrible business idea. There's a reason it closed down.
There's a reason it'll open back up as well.
I think we'll look back in time and say, do you remember phone chargers? I think batteries on phones will last a year. And it'll be like, do you remember them?
Solar-powered phones.
Do you remember earphones with wires?
Yeah.
What's something then in 10 years that we look back? I think it'll be chargers. I know we have wireless chargers, but they're not quite good enough.
Yeah, possibly.
Like when you look back on Heelys that aren't around anymore, they were great.
It's amazing how often you are able to wedge in a Heelys reference.
They were just so good though.
They still are, still around.
So what's one thing that, what was it again?
What's one thing that you think will be gone in 10 years and we'll miss?
Spice bag trucks.
Oh. The moment has passed. Cars with drivers.
Yeah. Do you remember driving a car?
Yeah.
Do you remember filling up a car? Do you remember do you remember our fucking petrol stations? They'll be gone. Their petrol station will be a thing of the past in 10 years.
Do you remember televisions? Be all just on some headpiece.
Do you think so, yeah?
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Or see-through tellies.
Maybe
even,
not like. 10 years, well. Probably.
Never know. 10 years is a long time.
Nothing will be in the gaff. Everything would be virtual. You'd be like, God, do you remember we had a bed?
Do you remember shops? Do you remember going into a shop and buying something?
Mm-hmm.
I have one. Do you remember money?
Yeah, that's...
Do you remember holding
that's
money?
That's the one there.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Do you remember paper? And we used to buy things with this piece of paper. I'll be saying that to Ollie. So back in my day, we had a thing called money.
Physical. Used to hold it. Smelt lovely. The new one smelt lovely.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh, he's loud.
Do you remember passports?
I think they might always be a thing.
No, I think it'd be facial recognition and AI technology. Like OpenAI are working on this technology that you can pay for things with your eyeball. Because your eye is like a fingerprint. We all have a unique design. So OpenAI have this new cryptocurrency called WorldCoin. And you'd be able to pay for things with your eye.
I'm not doing that.
You fucking will.
I find that very disturbing.
It is a bit weird.
I don't like that.
No.
Like,
why not? Let's explore why you don't like that.
I don't need it.
It's fucking weird.
I like the way it is. I don't want things to change. Things have changed too much already.
Okay, grandad.
It's weird that you can just go into a shop and pay for shit with your phone, though. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
How many films have we seen someone remove someone else's eyeball to get past a retina scanner? If sci-fi has taught us nothing else.
That is the way it's going. But it'll be thumbs. People rob people's thumbs to unlock their phones now. Cut their thumbs off.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get into it now in a bonus episode, but that's all sorts of concerns around privacy and everything.
Yeah.
You know, when your thumb and your eye is what you have to use to log into everything.
It's weird. It is weird.
It is weird.
Biometrics, that's what it's called. But that'll be a thing. Do you remember money? Remember buying things? Do you remember cows?
Okay.
Do you remember cows?
Maybe here in 10 years.
Do you remember real me?
Speaking of cows... That's a nice lead into our next question.
Okay.
From Jesus. David. Actually, I'm just going through the questions again. You've got a lot of abuse this week.
That's okay.
I'm not even getting through it all, but...
Is it personal?
I told you. They just turned straight away.
Is it personal?
Which should make you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
The last few months have not been personal, obviously.
It is personal.
Just saying you've got a funny looking head and stuff.
Yeah. I do, though.
That's his money maker.
That's why I make a few bob, because of a weird looking head. So
David says his question is, if all animals were to play in a position on a football pitch, who would suit the best position? He says a cat in goal is a must and a giraffe up top for headers.
Stupid bastard. Obviously an elephant in goal is a must.
I just get it under his legs.
Would you? I see.
Get aside.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but well, what's a cat gonna do?
You'd want a big cat, not a house cat,
like a tiger.
Yeah,
in goal.
Well, if you're going with the cat in goal,
what about a panther in goal?
Ooh,
wow, wow.
Ooh, what about like a big bird that has wide wings, like a peacock? It just stands in goal, then you take a shot and then it just goes,
and just go through the feathers.
Yeah, probably you're right.
A cougar can jump. The highest cougar jump ever recorded was 5.5 meters, which is the height of a house.
Jesus Christ.
I'd stick a dog in goal. They fucking love balls.
Yeah, stick not one in the central mid then. Like you're number six.
I'm thinking of The Mask. Did you ever see The Mask where the dog's jumping to get up the...
In the
prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Milo. Up front, who are you sticking? A giraffe. Get him, cross it into the giraffe.
They're lazy though, aren't they?
Big neck on them though.
Mm.
Peter Crouch head. Boom. In the goal. Stick a hippopotamus in the centre back now. Because they're fast. Hippos are fast.
They are.
Yeah.
They've got pace. Maybe even out on the wing.
They probably turn pretty slowly though.
Yeah.
Very vulnerable to the ball over the top.
Very Harry Maguire.
Two greyhounds on the wings.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
I think it should all just be dogs.
Just all dogs.
Yeah, different dog breeds.
St. Bernard in the middle.
Oh, class.
You having some of that?
De Bruyne, yeah.
De Bruyne.
That's De Bruyne all over it. Spraying the passes. Then you have, who would you have up front? Did you say someone?
I'd say, you know, what's the Bus Aaron dog called? You know the picture of the bus?
Yes.
What are they? Little golden retriever?
The red setter, no?
Red setter.
You had one then?
No. Collie.
Collie. Collie.
Collie.
Collie.
Super sub. Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer.
Collie at number 10, well, maybe. I don't know about the giraffe up front either.
Yeah,
you're not feeling that?
That's a very specific game plan.
Yeah, what about a monkey?
Yeah.
Couple of monkeys.
A gorilla.
A gorilla. No, a gorilla has to be centre back.
Gorilla up front?
Gorilla more centre back for me, yeah. Maldini. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But gorilla's brute strength. Maldini's like a, I don't know, a gazelle or something graceful.
So we're not just going with dogs now. It's just any animal.
Any animal you want.
I'm just going to the zoo. Penguin abuse.
Oh, we already had De Bruyne.
What about, like, we need a holding midfielder.
Yeah.
A little holding midfielder.
A rhino. 100%.
Just in front of the hippo.
Yeah. What? Rodri, yeah.
Yeah.
Rodri. Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
This is like the Monstars version. You're just going for brute strength.
You have to. Who's going to play around that?
This is Wimbledon 89 stuff.
Park the fucking bus.
It's a strong spine. That's what we're doing. What about left back, right back? Who are we playing? We're going to play three in the back.
Three at the back?
Yeah.
Three hippos, no?
No, because we have the gorilla in the centre back. What about a couple of capuchin monkeys?
Do you think we're underestimating smaller animals?
A little capuchin monkey.
Yeah, they're tiny, aren't they?
They're very small, yeah. You're trying to get Frank in there somewhere, a little pug?
Nah, he'd be fucking bollocksed. He'd be like Anthony, doing nothing. Spinning around on the pitch and then having a shoey.
He watches enough Sky Sports to understand the game, though. He knows how to play.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the manager. He's coaching. He's coaching on the bench.
I'd love to hear the team talk. You just go, oh.
I say, like an ostrich can run.
Mm.
An ostrich is fast. I'm sticking an ostrich left back. You having some of that?
I am.
Right.
What about
Very tall, too.
Meerkat is good as well, yeah. Flighty. I'd say he'd be like kind of free range in the middle. He's a meerkat, that's kind of like Bruno Fernandes, no?
Yeah.
What's he, left or mid?
He's midfielder.
Yeah? Little meerkat in the middle.
The number eight.
Number eight meerkat.
This is great.
You like this shit?
Next question.
Our final contribution. Sorry, there's lots of people who emailed and we didn't get to all of them, but we'll do our best.
That's
especially all of you people who I'm very grateful for your abuse of Darren.
But you haven't read out any of the abuse. Is the abuse just too abusive?
No, it's just the...
Is it tasteless?
Because they were saying that I have a sexual fantasy for hentai.
That was... Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, that's true.
That's defamation.
Mm.
Kierda.
Alan just says, tell Darren the cunt.
Okay.
That was nice. Just one.
This is just like a thing where I have to say something. I really like him, but I want my question read out. I hope.
It's a hard word.
James says, not sure if the rule of slagging Darren is still going, but I saw him at the Insomnia in Charlestown. I was going to say hello, but by God, the face on him.
Right, early morning.
Face like a slapped arse. That's from James.
Fuck up listening to the podcast.
He was listening to the podcast.
Won't say it to me fucking face.
And one bad statement and he loses his mind. Now I know why you're filtering them.
I know. The only time I'm ever over there is when I'm tired. So
yeah,
sorry for being tired, James. Just come over next time, man. say hello and I'll say,
James, don't you worry about it.
Fucking hell.
James also mentions he's a Shells man, so.
You.
Now, this is a good one.
All right.
From Ailish. She's from Drimna, but she lives in Glasgow and she loves listening every week because it reminds her of home.
Brilliant.
She says, recently, every time I walk past my bath, I'm struck by how my son's bath boat bears a significant resemblance to Darren going Sue.
Okay, I'm curious to see.
There's an explanation, yeah.
There's a picture. Does that boat?
Oh, that boat looks like Darren saying Sue.
That toy boat. Wow, you saying Sue?
Wow, that is
kind of does. Kind of really fucking does.
Incredible.
There you go now.
Is that a slagging or?
You resemble a tugboat.
Class.
That's it. That's the first time, though, I think you've had someone compare you to a toy boat.
I'll take it.
Yeah. That's it for now.
That's it for now?
Yeah.
That's everything?
For this week.
Okay. We'll talk to you all on Wednesday, yeah?
I'd say so, yeah.
Say so, I reckon so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We will. Yeah.
Right, go on. God bless. Take care of yourself.
See you, James. I'll see you, right? See you over there.
See you in Charlestown. You'll be getting coffee fucking your face next time.
Ah, no, no. Come over to me and I'll say how you. Right? See you then, yeah? Watch yourself.